I was talking with Zach Wheeler here early on in spring training. You know, a lot of guys come to spring training and want to change things up or do something different in the offseason. I wouldn't imagine you wanted to change anything from what happened in the second half for you.
No, I'm not really changing all that much. I think it's sort of looking back at what I did right, the second half, watching some video and stuff like that, just sort of picking up little things mechanically that I can continue to carry over into this year. I think that's the biggest thing for me right now, the spring training, obviously staying healthy.
You lowered your release point a little bit last year. Was that a game changer for you when that happened?
Yeah, I think it all started just, getting my arm up, getting it ready to throw. And, once I got that really honed in and consistent, it sort of made everything else better. Curveball, slider, I added the split. That was a big thing for me last year, so... I think it also, once I got it consistent, allowed my fastball to sort of come out a little bit better and I gained like a mile per hour or something like that. So just getting that release point consistent is the biggest key for me, at least.
Zach, you were out of things in 15 and 16. You came back in 17 but didn't have a full year. Last year you did have a full year. And you could see your confidence grow, I think, as the season went along. Was part of that, too, that you always felt you belonged with Jake, with Noah, those guys, but you just didn't have the reps or the games to get it done?
Yeah, last year I came in the spring training trying to change my arm action. And that's a big step. When you've been doing something your whole life, muscle memory takes over and I could do it all day when I was playing catch or throwing a bullpen, but once I got out there on the mound, you got those extra juices flowing, it sort of just go back to what you're doing. And I think that's really what I struggled with during spring training, and that hurt me. And I went down there to AAA, and even in spring training on the backfields in the minor leagues, and I was able to say, results don't matter right now. Just concentrate on doing what you need to do, getting your arm action right, and just letting it sort of, take over and be in control. And I was able to do that, and once I came up, I sort of slowly kept on working at it. And then at a certain point, it kind of just took off, and I think that was, basically about the second half.
Strikeout rate was up. I think your walk rate was cut in half last year. But one thing I've always found interesting with you, even when you struggled early on in your career, your hard hit rate was always low. There was a bloop here. There was a bleeder there. There might be a walk mixed in, and all of a sudden you had some traffic on the base pass. But last year, I think you had the lowest hard hit rate in the majors. That had to be very gratifying for you.
Yeah, of course. I think it all starts off with, getting ahead of guys. Don't, strike one. And I really concentrated on that a lot last year. And, obviously the command helps that, being able to paint the fastball, whatever it may be. But I think getting ahead and just putting guys away, and like I was talking about earlier, just getting that consistent release point allows your off speed to sort of play up a notch. And, once you get ahead, the stats are crazy, the percentage of outs that you get when you get ahead early. And, I think that was a big key for me.
How much of a game changer was the split finger for you and helping to put guys away, too?
It was a big help. My changeups have always been okay. That actually got a lot better last year, but I was also, mixing in the split. And it's harder than my changeup. Obviously, it looks like a fastball coming in, and then it just drops off the table. So that was a big help for me last year. I was able to throw it right on right. It just gives me a different look, to right-handers, not just a fastball, curveball, slider type deal.
Did you change the grip at all on your changeup? Did you mess around with that a little bit?
No. I really didn't. I think it was just the arm action that we keep on talking about. It makes everything just play up a little bit because you're being consistent with it, staying on top of the ball, getting out front.
I don't think that you're a big guy for goals, but if you get 17 and two-thirds more innings, I think it is, and one more start, you'll have 200 innings, 30 starts. Is that something you might shoot for this year?
Yeah, of course. Obviously the biggest thing is to stay healthy. But that's always the goal, is to get those 30 starts, 200 innings, whatever it may be, staying healthy. And, sort of just getting there, because, that's the biggest thing, I think, with starting pitchers, is grabbing the ball every 5 days and going out there and competing and having fun.
How much did the guy to my right here, number 48, inspire you and the rest of the guys in the rotation last year with what he did?
Yeah, he goes out there and just rolls a gym every time. So you go out there and try to beat that. And, I think, watching him and his bullpens really helped me out last year. He pounds glove side fastballs, and I sort of took that into my bullpens and concentrated on it. And I think that's what helped me also with command and Yeah, I mean, you know, this he did a lot for me last year.
I noticed a little bit of that today. You were working inside a little bit. Has that become a point of emphasis for you?
Yeah, big time. You know, especially with Dave, ever since he came over, you're going to control the inside part of the plate. And with the guys that we have throwing as hard as we do, it's kind of intimidating for hitters to come in knowing that they're going to get blown up inside.
Well, I think you almost out-Jake-Jaked in the second half last year. You want to continue that this year?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want to do that all year. And, you know, hopefully being that Cy Young talk at the end of the year.
Good luck, Zach. Thanks.
Thanks, Ed.